Yes, Sudan, welcome to chapter 17. Another chapter of our learning and understanding. Another chapter to add to your knowledge. This chapter is distribution channel in travel and tourism. Distribution. How does distribution take place for travel and tourism industry? So please continue with me first by learning objectives. We will learn to know about the distribution system and their components. We will also learn about we'll understand the changes in the distribution system that have taken place in recent time. We will know the factors influencing the distribution to tourism and describe the role of distribution in tourism. We will know the functions of a distribution system. All this, if you look at, is great knowledge that's going to come to you for distribution channel and its understanding. So, learning objectives of this, once again, further to that, is to understand the distribution channel used by the tour operator, then manage the distribution channel more effectively. And of course, last but not the least, to know about different global distribution system, in short known as GDS. So these are all the learning of distribution channels. Quite a knowledge into this chapter. So in the travel and tourism industry, distribution channel are essential for connecting service providers such as hotel, airline, and tour operator with the customer. The product on its own cannot be sold by the suppliers like hotels and airline and tour operators. And the role of distribution channel is prime. So tourism distribution channel as such are the pathways through which travel products and services reach to the consumer. You will see in the coming slides, I will share with you to understand how a tourism product is getting distributed and finally comes in the hands of consumer with the help of distribution channel. So the key type include direct and indirect. Direct and indirect distribution channel, each of these types play a crucial role in connecting travelers with the desired experience. So we need to have distribution channel, and distribution channel take the product to further extension of consumer. That's understanding the introduction of distribution channel here. It is regarded as one of the most critical management decisions which can determine the competitiveness and probability of an organization. So you can understand from this the importance of distribution channel. Critical managerial decisions which can determine the competitiveness and probability of organization. That's the introduction. Promotion plays an important and complementary role to the selected distribution channel in tour operation. So tour operator sits somewhere in Germany, whereas the tour is being sold somewhere in India, and thanks to the distribution channel, that it comes in the hands of the travel agent, tour operator, with the help of distribution channel. So in this context, what we have said in the previous slide, the travel and tourism distribution channel is defined as follows. Let's see the distribution channel definition, what it is said by the peers of the industry or respective organization who are into distribution channel or who define this. So the definition goes as a distribution channel is any organized service system created or utilized to provide convenient points of sale and or access to consumer away from the location of production and consumption. So as I've just mentioned, a distributor is used to bring the product which is created in Germany for consumption in Germany with the help of a distribution channel and being sold in India. So this is the role of a distribution channel. So distribution channel, once again I'm reading the definition for you, is an organized and service system. So it's not just haywire, but organized, created and utilized to provide convenient points. So quite a defining introduction covering all the practical activities that come in the distribution channel. So further, the definition says that it needs careful planning at the development of the distribution channel. As we have seen in the previous definition, systematically done, scientifically looked into. So here again, it suggests that careful planning. They are to be serviced periodically through a combination of sales promotion, literature, sales visits, call centers, online access, etc. So these are various channels that comes in between as a linkage of distribution channel. So each channel, once put in place and serviced, and financially will become an effective pipeline to generate desired sales over a specified marketing campaign period. So with this all detailed introduction and definition, you can imagine the chain of a distribution channel, the elements that contribute. It's not just one piece of paper that is signed, but it needs to be followed by a promotional literature. It must have in it a sales visit, which could be supported by call center and online access. All fall in a distribution channel pipeline. Distribution literally means access at point of sale. Location and providing corrective to the customer. Let me read it properly. at convenience of the customers, and providing convenience to customer, meaning that it should have an access at point of sale and location and providing convenience to the customer. And customer must have an easy access to your business. With the help of a distribution channel, the easy accessibility is prime. So in this context of travel and tourism, this is important, where purchase is at the multiple point of sale location away from the place of actual service or the production. With the fine example that I gave is, let's put it in another example. A product that exists in Dubai through a destination management company is from Dubai. Now, with the help of a distribution channel, say Emirates Airline, through their Emirates Holidays, would sell that package. So what they would do, they will print a brochure, they will put it online, they will have Emirates Airline sales team, they will all carry that product of Dubai with the help of this to offer this to travel agents spread around wherever Emirates fly or wherever that product has to be sold. So you see the connectivity of the product with the help of the distribution channel finally coming to a travel agent or a tour operator for an end user to buy. So in this, there is an accessibility. In there, there should be easy accessibility, as I just said. And travel and tourism, it is important where purchase is at multiple point of sale. So difference in marketing and distribution tourism products. They are two different. Let's see what they are. The intangible nature of the tourism sector has, that's the reason it should be differentiated from marketing and distribution. Marketing is creating an awareness, and distributing means finally taking the product in the chain of various services that we counted and going to end user. In both cases, audiences are same, the end user, but one is purely creating an awareness, which is marketing, and distribution is for sale. Ongoing information and ICT development and internet has resulted into better form of distribution channel. The emergence of e-commerce and e-business has also helped in one of the reasons to shift occurring in tourism distribution. More connectivity has been coming through internet and ICT. Tourism is information industry. Lot of information exists. Like to find out about Dubai, it's not only the word Dubai or a destination called Dubai. There is a huge amount of information into it, right from the formation of United Arab Emirates and Dubai being the trade center and literally the financial capital and not official capital, and more such rich information that exists in tourism that has to be distributed. And the industry is intangible in nature. It puts more dependence on information material at point of sale, location, and who else can do a better job than the distribution channel. Like any marketing has to be developed. Distribution, channel development has seen as form of a growth. Production capacity has to be matched with more point of sale. So if the demand starts increasing, the distribution channel should be available to reach to all those points of sale. For example, demand for Thailand increased drastically from India, and they noticed that we are only flying to the key main cities, say like Mumbai, Hyderabad, or Delhi, or somewhere else, which are key, they thought. But no, later on they decided and started operating flight to Bangkok from Surat as well. So that became a point of sale because of the growth. Growth in business unit of any group or any chain, again, would need a distribution channel. It should reach to end users who are at different point of sales, and not what you think should be point of sale or you decide at your convenience as a producer of the product. No. Growth in distribution, growth in outbound travel has increased the distance that customer travel now. So you now see flights operating from tier 2 cities. We have more connectivity from India to UAE, from South India, from Mumbai, from Ahmedabad, which once upon a time the point of sale to go down to Gulf was only via Mumbai. So people used to come in from Goa, from Trivandrum, from Kochi, and they used to go via Mumbai. But now because of more people flying and notice that people are flying from the other cities and the point of sale to UAE started growing, they started operating flight who are point of sale, say in Trivandrum, in Kochi and Calicut and Ahmedabad and Delhi and Amritsar, etc., etc. And that is a chain of distribution channel. Identifying and targeting first-time customer in order to achieve business growth. That's why you need more distribution channel development need. Because new customers are coming in who may be going for the first time and they need to be serviced from their point of sale. Increasing importance of providing more support in terms of easy access to repeat of loyal customers. So customers for any flight, not necessarily now come to Mumbai to go anywhere. They are flying from other smaller tier 2 cities as well. And likewise, you have trains stopping at other stations which were only stopping earlier. New railway station or new stops, new trains are run which stop at various smaller stations to take people as a point of sale from there to the capital city of Delhi. Growing competition to grab pie of the market where there is excess capacity in a destination. So when there is more passengers available more airline and given landing rights and flying options from different airports. Emirates noticed that there are huge number of IT professionals who are coming in from the state of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, who were coming to take up Emirates flight Hyderabad to Mumbai, and they used to take flight out of Mumbai on Emirates. And Emirates thought of making their point of sale to Hyderabad. And Emirates Airline started flying twice a day from Hyderabad to capture those IT professionals who were flying out of Telangana and Andhra Pradesh to take a job in Silicon Valley of US. That was growing competition to grab pie of the market. So they started tapping huge business of Indians working in Silicon Valley from these two states. Excuse me. So distribution is not just making the goods or services available to the end user, but also making the client aware of their availability and upgradation from time to time. So it's not just making goods available somewhere, but also making the client aware of their availability and upgradation from time to time. Further, this necessitates proper managing of the personnel engaged in distribution or channeling the services product. So ultimately, with this, so many examples that I gave, it is a necessity to properly manage the personnel engaged in distribution. So all this which we mentioned in the previous slide are responsible in the management of the right distribution channel. And this is a factor that is influencing the distribution system. Factors who influence the distribution system. Some factors prevail, and we are looking into those factors. So following are the factors that may influence your distribution system. Let's count on them. Image of your organization. Let's image something, as I mentioned. Image of your organization. Let's imagine we are Emirates Airline. This is just an imagination. Emirates Airline. Emirates Airline point of sale, Mumbai to Dubai. Okay, the passenger coming to connect to Emirates Airline need to fly. Imagine the days when Emirates were not flying to many stations or many airports within India. So passengers who would like to take flight of Emirates Airline were forced to come only up to Mumbai. So as a result, the cost of distribution promoting Emirates at markets where potential customer exists, they were brought in or were advised about presence of flights from Mumbai. So then, in that scenario, the cost of distribution was involved. So users' perception regarding a product. So the users, the end user who love to fly on Emirates, they thought such a wonderful product, but we have to go all the way to Mumbai. So their perception about the product, to retain that, they brought the distribution available in Hyderabad, which means Emirates started flying. This is, of course, long time back. It's not very recently. Emirates Airlines celebrated 40 years of their inaugural flight. Not to Hyderabad, but the original origin of their flight, which they flew from Dubai to Karachi first. But imagine the scenario when they were looking at tapping the growing number of passengers from around Hyderabad who were working in ICT industry in Silicon Valley. And that has to be The consumers were ready. They were aware of the product, but the product and point of sale was not available in Hyderabad. They were coming into Mumbai, whereas from the promotion and marketing part and point of sale was limited at Mumbai. So airline thought of landing at Hyderabad. And it's not normal approach. Emirates decided 2 flights a day to tap the business and potential there. So effectiveness of marketing efforts brought finally Emirates flying out of Hyderabad. So you understood the whole scenario. How does the distribution factor influence, the factor that influenced the distribution system? Now we look at the role of distribution system. What are the key functions of any distribution system? Increasing point of sales. Point of sale location so as to have easy access to the customer. So when you increase your point of sale, you have more access to consumer. If your product is available only at the point of sale that you establish, overlooking the requirement of the product or the point of sale for which the people need to connect themselves without a distribution channel, was a difficult scenario in the market situation. So role of distribution system is A, to increase the point of sale, and B is to facilitate product purchase earlier or in the advance of their products. So airline started flying to Hyderabad, and then you started tapping facilitation of the product. The product was upgraded, or that product was extended at the point of sale at Hyderabad. So this particular example explained the role of distribution system, how it worked and why it should work. Increasing the point of sale is quite important. If the product is required, the end user wants that product. Role of distribution is to diverse role performed by any distribution system are what are those diverse roles? Point of sale and easy access to customer. I have explained in detail about this. So you increase your point of sale so you go closer to the customer at their own location. Distribute and display the product information. The product should be displayed and distributed. This is another role. Also, sales promotion and merchandising opportunities, responding to yield management action plan. Now, if you increase your point of sale, obviously, your yield management has also been looked at. Whether this increased point of sale would increase your yield, and if at all it is increasing, how do you manage it? So going further, advice and purchase assistance, for example, tour planning, suggesting options. Now we can imagine a scenario where you continue telling, like an ad coming in, we are close to you. Or airline saying, we are flying to your station, or highlighting a new destination. All this message goes or advice goes that you have now more access to buy anything. Or tour operator would say, we have tied up an XYZ travel agent in your city. We have got this new list of our agent. So they are your distribution channel. They have tied up with more number of tour operators around India. And likewise. So this is the role of a distribution system.